Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week it was sure fun to take in the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's annual convention in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And one of the many folks I had the opportunity to visit with this week was Mike Hoag, the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's president from right there in Steamboat Springs. And he said they're covering a lot of high priority legislative issues these days at the CCA, including a new one. Wolves.
It's a hot topic here today. We have a ballot initiative in this state to reintroduce wolves, and how we're going to deal with that issue is very complicated. It's not something easy to whip. It's very expensive to fight ballot initiatives in this state. So we're strategizing, I guess, is the way to address that.
And he says alternative proteins and cell-cultured meat also has their attention.
The fake meat issue is big for us. We don't want to end up like the dairy guys where they're using milk advertising to sell vegetable products.
Andy says a couple of the other key legislative priorities for the Colorado Cattlemen's Association include those ELD and hours of service regulations for U.S. livestock haulers and trade. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.